like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Jessica Lager.
And this is It's Movie Time. Jess, would you please say the title of the movie we're doing today?
Great. Ain't Them Bodies Saints.
Oh, what an awful title.
It's a mouthful.
Is it a bad film, Jess?
I didn't like the title, but I actually loved the film. I loved this movie. I really did. It got to me emotionally.
Somebody was asking me the other day, how do I deal with a difference of opinion? It's something I hope for.
Okay.
But we always select the films, and frequently they're going to be ones that we both like. When you say that, I'm saying, oh dear.
One of those moments.
Well, I'm saying, oh dear, because yeah, I like the movie too.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Very much. I think
it was
it's
a great
class movie. Of course, I like Terrence Malick, and this is
mm-hmm.
very much, this is not his movie.
Right.
David Lowery is the director, but this is so much in the Terrence Malick mood,
right,
tone. And
I loved the mood and tone.
The story.
It's a very basic story, and it's something that's been told before. So there's a husband and wife, very young, who commit this crime. They've obviously robbed someone.
Yep.
The wife shoots a police officer, and her husband takes the rap for it because she's expecting a baby. And the movie's about her raising her daughter and what he's missed while in jail, escaping prison, to come and find her.
Nice. He is Casey Affleck, and the wife is Rooney Mara of the Dragon Tattoo
mm-hmm.
lady. There's so much about this for me that's noir. It's very dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Texas. It's in the mid-70s. There's a pace to it that seems Southern. Even Ben Foster, who plays the deputy, has a drawl. He's not the usual
right.
fierce guy that we've seen before, say, in 310 to Yuma.
Rooney Mara, very different role compared to Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Right.
What I loved about this movie is you do sympathize with these two characters, Bob and Ruth.
Yeah. I mean, like Bonnie and Clyde, for instance.
Yes, that's I thought about that.
Characters from Malick's Badlands.
Yes, yeah.
The geniuses, they've pulled off a heist, and
yeah.
yet we're feeling for them.
There were several times when I teared up during this movie, actually, and it's because I felt for their characters, both of them, so deeply. You really get drawn in to what they're feeling, and you feel it too. You can't help but feel so strongly for them and see these beautiful moments like her with her daughter.
Yeah. Well, this just is Romeo and Juliet writ again
yes.
and again. These are star-crossed lovers.
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning, they open up with an argument, and then they make up, and you
right.
say, oh, I'm saying to myself, oh boy, we're in for it. And then his dogged return to her,
mm-hmm.
escaping and coming back to the small town.
Right,
you think
right.
they're not going to see him?
Right. Yeah, it's doomed. Like, you know that it's doomed.
I know,
you
I
know that it is, but it's so beautiful how the story's told.
Yeah.
My heart was breaking when she's talking to the sheriff. She's just saying how she's tired. There's so many parts of the movie that broke my heart.
And the cinematography just helps.
Beautiful.
It's dark, but yet cast over with the kind of browns
mm-hmm.
of the dryness of
mm-hmm.
Texas.
Heat.
Yeah.
Like it feels hot.
Yeah.
Like you watch the movie and you can feel that.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me beyond Badlands also of Heaven's Gate and some of those other beautiful epics,
mm-hmm.
particularly set in Texas. Also, Casey Affleck is a comer.
This was perfect for him. He never really stood out to me, but in this, he was perfect. And the chemistry between both of them.
Now, an old favorite of mine, Jess, is Keith Carradine, the questionable guy who's probably set up the heist. Carradine
mm-hmm.
just is worth seeing. And Ben Foster, how
mm-hmm.
different is he in this?
I didn't recognize him. I didn't recognize that it was the same person that I've seen in other movies.
Yeah.
But he was great, and I saw a softer side of him. And when he's hugging the daughter,
yes.
that said a lot.
The director has created a pace here that is slow enough for you to digest all of the dynamics and at the same time to give you a sense of the impending doom.
You fall in love with these characters and you feel what they feel and you want them to be together, but you know that it can't end well.
Now, Jess, I hope this ends well because we have to award a grade to this movie.
Yes.
Now, last time I went first, so Jessica, you are going first this time.
I would give it an A.
Oh.
A solid A. I would watch it again. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, Jessica. And I'm going to follow along and give it an A as well.
Awesome. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.